Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Saturday morning, November 8th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
First Slice Production LLC announces Vedant Dave as director of photography for upcoming feature film, The Last Address. First Slice Production LLC has announced Vedant Dave as director of photography for the upcoming feature film, The Last Address. Directed and executive produced by Gursimran Singh, the film explores migration, belonging, and intergenerational connection. Dave will play a key role in shaping the film's visual storytelling, defining tone, color palette, camera movement, and lighting design to reflect the character's emotional journey. Singh praised Dave's ability to blend emotional sensitivity with technical mastery, emphasizing the importance of Dave's cinematography in guiding the film's emotional narrative. Principal photography is set to begin in May 2026, with post-production concluding by November 2026. The Last Address aims to deliver a visual experience that is intimate, reflective, and deeply human, celebrating storytelling through light and shadow. Maryland sues Trump administration for illegal action to keep FBI headquarters in D.C. Maryland and Prince George's County have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration for plans to keep the FBI headquarters in D.C., which they say would sabotage efforts to relocate to Greenbelt. The lawsuit claims the administration's plan would unlawfully divert funding Congress designated for Greenbelt to renovate the Ronald Reagan Building. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown stated that the decision is illegal as Congress allocated over $1 billion for Greenbelt, not the Reagan Building. The state officials are seeking to stop the selection of the Reagan Building, prevent fund diversion, and ensure the administration follows the law.
The Atlanta Cup announces Osaka, Sabalenka, Shelton, and Kyrgios headlining new tennis exhibition at Gas South Arena, December 6. World-class tennis returns to Atlanta on December 6 as Gas South Arena hosts the debut of the Atlanta Cup. The exhibition will feature stars like Naomi Osaka, Arena Sabalenka, Nick Kyrgios, and Atlanta's own Ben Shelton. Osaka and Sabalenka, with a total of 8 Grand Slam titles between them, will headline the women's field. On the men's side, Shelton will face off against Kyrgios in their first professional showdown. Atlanta's rich tennis history with organizations like USTA Atlanta and ALTA makes it the perfect setting for this event. The Atlanta Cup aims to become the city's premier tennis showcase, uniting global stars with Atlanta's passionate tennis community. Tickets are on sale now for the event starting at 6 p.m. on December 6, 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.